Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Wally Ali. Wally Ali. We want to thank you. We'd like to open our Bob Talk radio station up with a prayer tonight. Call that Father God means to open. And we'd like to say it in the Arabic language, then we would say it in the English transformation. Umalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Meen. Rahman Rahim. Malikiyom Meen. Yakana Buddhiyasana Stain. Edini Sarata Muski. Sarata Ladina Anto Alehim. Gauri Magdubi Alehim. Waladori. I mean. We seek protection. Protection with Allah from the rejected enemy Satan. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Asking Allah to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, none of those who go astray. Amen. Humanly Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We're again here tonight talking about the oneness of God. There's only one creator of this creation. And he lives, he never died. And that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the Prophet. There's no more Prophet to come. He came at the end of the other prophets. And he became the final prophet, and he brought the final revelation, and it comes to clear up the revelation that came before it. And you know it needs to be cleaned up. America is a sign to be cleaned up. Yeah, you got beautiful sand, but it mixed up with a lot of evil wickedness. Somebody died for your sin. Somebody gonna. But it's telling you to be a good neighbor, love one another. Where is that at in America? Huh? It's hard to find some people that want to be lovers or care about each other. Satan done made the word love mean fear, mean coding, kissing somebody. That ain't no love. Love is when you care, when you concern, when you're to make somebody happy other than yourself. That's love. Love is walking 100 miles to get somebody you love something that they need. That's love. But Satan done messed that word up. Huh? So we have to come with concern. The word love means like truth. Means responsibility. If you ain't got no responsibility, you don't know what love is all about. So we have to come with this God-given truth coming from the Quran, coming from the Bible, coming from all the good scriptures that God, that man been tampered with. No man tampered with a whole lot of Christian scripture, but Prophet Muhammad brought the final revelation, then Allah says, that he would take this book, put angels around this book, and when you read it understanding, you understand that you can't use it to hurt anybody or build yourself up. You can't use that book to make yourself look good. If you do, you're missing the reality of the book. The book comes to unite the human family. It comes
and tell the human band that, look, look what happened. This is what happened. This is why the environment is corrupt. This is why we are not together. This is why murder. This is why homosexuality. This is why all this going on, because the people do not read and understand the final revelation, because they don't seek the final revelation, because Satan is so clever, he made it look like there's no other revelation but the Bible. People don't question about what has been translated. They don't even ask that where Jesus was born at. They don't even ask no questions. They just accept something blindly, and they told by the book themselves that their book is there. If you follow blind, you're going to fall into a ditch. So people follow the scripture blindly. So we here tonight to straighten out the as many lies that we can, because there's a whole ton of lies being told on Allah, on the prophet, on the messengers, and all, and made the people that God sent like they were struggling to do what is right. They had no protection from the Creator. And that's not true. Allah takes his prophet. He protected them. And the Quran is the final revelation, would show you that Allah has protected his messengers and prophets. So we in the night to get rid of a problem that it seems like it's gonna go not gonna go away, but it is going away. And that's to remove the image out of the worship. Ask people to get rid of or destroy those images, so we as human beings can live together in peace. Until those images gone, it will never ever be any peace on this earth for the human family. And they know it. That's why Satan did what God told us, everything that not should not be done. Satan said, let me do everything that God said, and I'm going to bring it in the way God bring it. God said, no image. I'm going to have plenty of image. And it's going to look just like the people that I chose. And I'm going to chose some out of the dark of Europe, who lived in a cave eating raw meat. I'm gonna go to these people, and that's what he did. Went to these people and told these people that God, the Creator of the heaven and earth, came in their image, and that's where they had so much that they went to China and made a gun, learned how to make a gun, and come back and took over the world using Christianity as the rally, where they rally behind. They said Christianity is the way that Jesus bought. And you look at the Christianity they got, Satan itself going to pick the better way to come. So all praise are due to Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is so great, him let no truth be destroyed. So we're here to say that there ain't nothing, it's to worship besides God. And then we follow the five principles or the Ten Commandments, follow those commandments that God, then we will stay on track. We are told to worship God in spirit and truth. Don't make no image of him. We're told to fast, give in charity. We're told to at least go on the hard 3 months in our life, and that's the fulfillment of our religion. Is going to try, again, the meaning to go on hard to see the places that Prophet Muhammad lived and how he had to escape through the mountains and the places he lived and the rituals and going out as one of the greatest things that you can't even complete the going on hard. You don't go on out back. So we encourage all people, let's come together as one people and start living like we're human beings. Human beings both love each other. And once we start loving each other, we can fix any other problem that this world put on us. We can fix it. So all praise due to Allah. And anybody else wants to speak or say anything, that's match one. Come into the queue and we will cut your mic on. We would love to hear from you. We are coming out of California under the leadership, under the authority of Amin Muhammad, who is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. I am Brother Abdullah Akbar, and my wife is Daya Akbar. We are co-host workers here on this Pop Talk radio station. And we also have a brother coming out and sister coming out of Louisiana, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, named Suja Muhammad and Quran Muhammad. And we also have Muhammad A. Muhammad coming out of Columbia, Georgia, also is a co-worker on this show. We are here to present our point and for you guys question, and you bring your question, and you can make a comment. You can say how you feel about the whole thing, and we will listen to you. We're not here. We're here to grow. We're here to share, and we're here to make you, that allow you to understand that our whole purpose is to remove the false image they done, that portray God in the world. And that's our whole purpose. Let's get this image out of the world, and everything else will come naturally. Jobs, working for each other, being kind for each other, come naturally. But along with that image in the world, then the only thing we want to do is give back to that image. And that is the real racism. That is racism that should be going away, can go away. But the human being got to realize that we all are the children of Adam. We are not the child of God. We are the children of Adam. And once we realize that we all come from Adam, we all come from the earth, we're all here to be tested, we're all here trying to get to the promise, to the heaven that God had promised us after his life, and the only way we can get there is do right in this life. If whatever we do in this life, it determines exactly where we go in the next life. That's right. Now, Allah is all merciful. He the one make that decision. And no one should be coming to you and tell you what Allah is going to do. Allah himself tell you what he's going to do. And that's for you to read and find out on your own time and seek for yourself. And Allah will make it he will reveal to you what he wants you to do with yourself, with your life. He's already done that in scripture. So anybody else got anything they would like to say tonight, then match one, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. We are honored to have you with us tonight. We know that you could have been 100 other places, but you decided to be with us, and we are oh so happy. So anybody else who want to say anything, that's match one. And I'm looking to see who's matching one. And just light up. The mic will light up. And we will cut your mic on. Let me, you'll be letting us know that you are, you want to say something. So if anybody got anything to say, then match one, come into the queue. And we will cut your mic on. We're here to help move that image. Yes, we need work. We need to work with each other. But African-American has a bad attitude when it comes to supporting each other. We have a bad attitude. We have a dragging attitude. And it comes from slavery. It comes from being miseducated. It comes from not trying to find out why we are in this condition and how we can get out of it and what we can do to make our condition better for all of us. That comes from slavery. That comes from miseducation. That comes from the lies that they have given us all these years. And these lies have produced people that don't want to work with each other, people who dislike each other. And we hear African-Americans talking about Black Lives Matter, but we turn the TV on of African-Americans who call themselves black is killing each other. And they're killing each other for nothing. Over rap, being a rapper, being a bully in the neighborhood, being a drug dealer, gangbanger, killing each other for nothing. All over the globe. He looked at me too hard. When you go to the jail like I do, ain't nobody in them jail but us. For a little petty and dumb thing. Some of us in there for nothing. That's being in the wrong place and don't know how to speak up for ourselves. And we in there for nothing. We done nothing. But the court don't care about that. The court job is to get money, get paid, get the solicitor paid, get the paper paid, and they are used African American to fund every jail in America, just about. We fund every prison in America. They got it where you had to pay to be in prison, charge you for medicine that you don't get, you would die. These private jails that came about when the people who was over the rappers told them to put your money, investing your money in privatizing jails. Because a lot of African Americans going to jail, and they know that. After they heard that rap music, they know we're going to start filling the jails up. Because they know what kept us out of jail was strong family life. What kept us out of jail was strong with morals. We went to church. We went somewhere and tried to serve God. They done took all that away from us. They didn't take it away like you, a man, put a pistol out and take your money out your pocket. They took away with deception, with lies, weak ideas coming from the TV, making you think that you want nobody and letting you got a tattoo or earring. Awesome eyelashes that were not yours. Put on your eyes to make you attractive. Put tight clothes on. Satan is a screwed enemy of ours. And he's not here. He's right out in the open. Clothing stores. He's in the eating joint. He's in the music hall. He's in the liquor store. He in the alley. In the crackhead cellar. The reefer seller, now they said reefer over the open market, that you can buy reefer over the open market. Yeah, but they don't tell you if you get in your car after you smoke that reefer and some smell in that you and the car going to jail. Yeah, so they sell you, just like they did long, they sell you the alcohol, then lock you up from being drunk. All the number of the game they play on us. So all praises are due to Allah. Allah is going to bring us out of this, and we can come long if we submit our will to do God's will. So anybody else got anything they would like to say, please match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. We will cut your mic on. I see one of the co-workers here, Brother Sujah, is on the board, but he ain't match one yet. Brother Sujah, you are... You gonna match one and come in the queue. But I mean, don't mean it. And wait till they match one and come into the queue. That's follow leadership. So alhamdulillah. So we are here tonight. We can get rid of racism. Racism really is a dead dog. It lives out of people ignoring the truth. That's where it lives from. So we want to kill that dead dog, and we want to bury it. With the help of Allah, we will. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Excuse me. Okay. I was pressing punching the wrong button.
Okay then. Alhamdulillah. Well, you forgive us. Well, you got it. I think you want to say. I know you got something to say. Got it. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one God, one creator. You know, we got creation, creator, and creation. You know, and that's it. And the creation was brought about by God. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be on him, is the seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet. They didn't need another prophet after Prophet Muhammad. He was it. everything that God in need, he had created it, and it was here. You know, nobody coming back. You know, Jesus himself had to go before Allah. How do I know that? Because our book said, our book of Quran say that they're going to be judged, that each individual is going to be judged, and the prophets, they're going to be judged. There's only one God. So if you think that God is lying, then you got some hard days ahead of you. You know, when he say there's only one God, that's what he means. Now, if there's other gods, then the judgment, you know, I imagine that would be a whole lot of other people would be judged or need to be judged. Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet. I know you're thinking about Jesus Christ. Well, that's the reason I brought that up. I want you to think about it. Jesus Christ is a human being, just like you and I. Jesus Christ depends on things that's in the creation. The only someone that don't depend on nothing out of the creation, nothing out of God creation. He depends on nothing. He has no need. God has no need. Jesus himself said that he prayed. How do I know that? Jesus said, "Our Father." He said, "Watch me while I pray." Our Father. He didn't call God in the prayer just his Father alone. He said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." If there was other gods, if Jesus was a God, he wouldn't say, "Thy kingdom come." Some way he would put it in there that he has a kingdom too. He said, "Thy will be done." Jesus said, "Not my will, but God's will." And he said, if he bear witness of himself, his witness is not true. What else do you need? You're going to need a whole lot to cover up that lie, you know, that God had a son, that Jesus is God. You're going to need a whole lot to cover that lie. It's so easy to show you up. I'm talking about Satan. It's so easy to show you up. God said in the last days, it'll be no place for you to hide. The books say that no eyes have never seen God. And say if you do look at God, you see God, then you're going to die. So if you look at him and see him and die, ain't nobody around here could tell that same old lie. All praises be to God. you see God, or you can't see God. How you going to have something like that written in your Bible, and you say, and then at the same time, you saying that Jesus is God, and you can see Jesus? That don't make no sense. You have it in your Bible that no eye can see God. Brothers and sisters, that lie can so easily be proven that it's a lie. It's so easy to prove that that's a lie. That no eyes can see God. No eyes have seen God. Moses asked to see God. God said, no way. Told Moses, look at the mountain. And what happened when he saw the mountain, it was so devastating that Moses almost fainted. It said he swooned. And for God to have a son, I don't know why you use the word son, because we know the whole process of having children. That's a whole process. God said, how the human being come into existence? It said that it's sperm mixed with ovum. Sperm mixed with ovum. And it grows into a clot of blood, to a fetus lump, Then it becomes forth as a baby. A child, a teenager. Then it grows up to be an adult. That's the process. They asked Jesus, when is the judgment? When is the day of judgment? Jesus said, I don't know the day nor hour. Jesus is one that spoke the truth. Jesus loved God. He obeyed God. Jesus never went against God. He was totally obedient. I don't know why they picked Jesus as lion. I don't know why they picked the Caucasian to lie on. They're going to pick one of the nationalities. To establish that lie. Oh, we live in a world of deception, deceivers. Almost everything they do today is practicing deception. They call you on the telephone every 5 minutes. You don't want something. You got this coming to you free. Check, you got $5,000 waiting on you. Lie. It's funny what they tell you that you got waiting on you is thing that you need. And you have those things, it's a whole lot you can do with it. You know, like money. There's only one God, brothers and sisters. And I know what would be a good thing is that we have some Caucasian bearing witness to that truth. Because they have psychologically damaged a whole lot of African Americans. They have damaged them. And a whole lot of African Americans believe that lie. Caucasian too, it's just a little bit different. I heard a Caucasian said that after a brother asked him, what do you think about that image that they got drawn up there, big old image of Jesus that they say is Jesus. And Hakeem asked this Caucasian, what do we think about that image? And this Caucasian said, that's me. He said, that's me. So you got many of them that accept that lie because it looks like him. You got some Caucasian love that their image is out in the world as the master, as God in the flesh. Because it makes them feel like they little God. You see? So we got to bring the truth to you, brothers and sisters, and let you know more of the truth where you can make a decision on your own. You can keep on believing that lie. Or you can put it down as a lie, and you're not going to accept it. And you can come on this program and let the people know that that's a lie. You can unite with us and teach the truth. Teach the truth. You got firsthand experience with that lie. You know the benefit that you get. I'm talking about Caucasian. You know the benefit that you get from having your image out in the world as the Son of God, or as the Lord, or as God. You know what benefit you get. So you can teach the truth. Tell the world that that's not me. I'm not no God. That's a lie. But you're not going to do it because you benefit from it. I don't know what you're hoping for. God's not going to let you get away with it. So you might as well step on out and stand on up and do what's right. Tell the truth. That you know God. That you had to eat. Use the bathroom. You had to do all the things that a regular human being does. It all to be seen as a human being. That's right. So, brothers and sisters, we appreciate this time for just telling the truth, and we pray that someone had the ears on, they had the ear where they can hear, and they understand this is for their benefit. This is not for my benefit. It don't make me no difference whether or not you never accept it, but it's for your benefit. Well, praise be to Allah, and we pray Allah bless all the listeners and bless all the believers. And I just want to let you know I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got salam. A lot of times I don't say nothing, but you crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's this time, so I got to bear witness. We need to put you in the church. Put you in the church, because we have so many amens and everything else, because you didn't show nothing but a man brain got to be shown up missing not to understand that and living in America, what you just said. You don't understand. I don't know what you can do to help that person. That person bone blind and love it and not going to change. But anyway, alhamdulillah, you're right. But the worst thing you ever told me somebody said about that image, when you told that man in the bank that if what would your child think if he saw my image up in the world as God? He said that's the worst thing I ever heard. I mean, that was cold. He said that my son would not believe it.
Won't believe it.
Won't believe it. Man, I don't know how cold you can get. But that was cool. I never heard nothing like that before in my life until you told me. That is cold.
Yeah.
But for our children to believe that their image is God, and that is correct to what he's saying. That's the way it's supposed to be. Man, oh man. But anyway, we're going to keep stabbing at it. We're going to keep shooting at it. We're going to keep working at it. And pretty soon, that mountain of lies coming down. Coming down.
MashaAllah. Yes, sir, brother.
Time is coming down. Over is overdue. But Allah works on time. Allah on time. But they off time. Anyway, we're going to keep working at it, because nobody image should be up. Nothing, no image of anything. Eagle, snake, elephant, anything. No image should be up and relate that to the creator of this creation. That's cold-blooded. But I thank you for dropping all that wisdom out there. It couldn't have came out if Allah didn't put it in. It came out. Alhamdulillah. I just hate that you went in a big church with thousands of listening, because they said they would have been born again. They would have been shouting, hollering to hear the truth. And I believe that's what they're going to do when they hear this truth. And they ain't making no fuss now. They ain't got no reason. Food and everything high. Gas high. Rent high. Everything high. These people done turned their back on the American people. And Donald Trump done spoke so much about false news that, in other words, all the news they gave us in the past, we know that was false, but we never said a mumbling word. We never said a mumbling word. What they did to Emmett Till and all the rest of the why they killed Dr. King and all that Malcolm, all that hide everything from us, right out in the opening. Even Malcolm, they killed Malcolm. They hear that and want to blame it on the honorable Elijah Muhammad. They are some screwed, evil, wicked people that are among them. And we know we got some among us because Allah said on the day of judgment, he going to bring every imam before the Congress who led the people, going to bring them before the people and ask them, what did they take? What did you tell the people? It's in the Quran. So nobody gets away with nothing. If he going to bring the imam, you know he going to bring these preachers. Huh? You know Klepo and all them going to go before Allah, and they're going to ask
right.
Him. Yeah, then they run all of them. And they're going to be asked, what did you tell your congregation? They said Jesus is God. The other people said that Master Arad Muhammad, God, out of truth come. You know, they're going to be brought before Allah, and they're going to repeat. Allah already got it anyway, but he going to let them repeat themselves, I believe. And then when they say that, and after Allah done told them, don't make no image, and that done gave them an image of God that looked like a man or some man or some person, no, brother, they in trouble. So everything been explained in simple language, so simple a child can understand it. That no man is God. Mm-hmm. So anybody else want to come in or make a suggestion or ask you a question, come on in and match one, come into the queue. Because this is age-old wisdom coming from working. If you don't work, you don't eat. I see what the Bible mean by that. If you don't get up and do some work, do some moral effort to work, then Allah ain't going to feed you nothing. They're going to help you or help somebody else. But I can see that you have something to give the people, and this is not bragging. This is what I'll analyze myself. This is not bragging. This is what I observe. If you can say what you said just now to a crowd of Christians, even a crowd of Muslims, I know they appreciate, but a Christian who have been led away from the truth and led to all the lies, I believe that many of them will come alive because they can see and understand clearly what's being said. You know, that we're making a terrible mistake, making an image or making anything and calling it God. We are making a terrible mistake doing that. And we're doing that today. The way the weather's looking, way the environment is, you know, they're saying now if you caught the virus, you still going to have repercussion from catching that environment. You're never going to be totally 100% right again. You're going to have some problem with your body. And if the children get it, they're going to be lingering on for a long time with problems. So whoever made this virus up and put it out there, they got to go before Allah and ask and tell why they did it. So, I want to be far away from them when that day comes. I don't want to be there and see that.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody else got anything they want to share tonight with us, let's match one. Come into the queue and we'll cut your mic on. And we'll let you ask questions or make a comment. And we'll try to answer your questions. You know, we ain't got an answer tonight. We'll go get it. We'll have it tomorrow. I guarantee you. So we ain't gonna say we gonna answer 100% right question. You might ask a question. We have never crossed our mind, but we'll go get the answer And we believe the answer is in the Al-Quran. And we will bring it back to you tomorrow. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him. The lady brought a son to her, him, and said that my child is eating too much candy. What can you do to stop him from eating all this sweets? She told the lady to come back in 3 days. And the lady said, what kind of prophet is that? He could have answered that one. What do you got to do? We're taking 3 days to give me the answer. So she said, what kind of prophet is that? So she left. And she did come back in 3 days. And she asked Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him. Again, why is my child is eating too much sweets and I want him to stop? What can I do to stop? Prophet Muhammad told her, I had the same problem. And I had to go deal with that problem myself before I answered your problem. I answered your question. That's a prophet. He went and dealt with the prophet. He had to get rid of that problem himself. Then he came back to the lady and told her what to do. Huh? So, in other words, you got a problem. Don't try to tell nobody about their problem. You still got the problem. So Prophet Muhammad is the best example for the human being. The best example. Huh? You got to call themselves leaders. And they'll tell you about a problem they themselves is dealing with. So, no. Muhammad showed the world what to do. Go get rid of the problem, fix the problem, then come back and tell somebody else how to fix the problem. So if there's anybody else got anything they would like to say, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. Because we want to hear from you. We are Muslim, meaning we are people who submit our will to do the will of the one God. The same thing Jesus said he done. He said, not my will be done, but God's will. This is what he said. He just said, I do my own thing. I make my own schedule. I make it rain when I want. He didn't say that. He said, I do the will of the one who sent me. And then he told the people after a while, he said, I'm in this world, but this world does not understand me. He said, I got to get out of here. He said, you all seek to kill me and a man who come here to tell you the truth. Y'all want to kill me. Then they killed Dr. King, killed Malcolm. They killed every good person they can get to, God allowed them to get to. They killed those people. And there's people who want to kill you for living and trying to live the truth. They don't want to see you being a good man, being good to your wife, being a good father, being a good father figure. They don't want to see that. They want to see you loose as a goose. They want to see you wild as you can get. Got 10 women on one hand and 5 on the other, huh? And smoking and drinking. What they want to see you, then they ain't gonna talk about that person, but they talk about the person who trying to live a decent life. Like the Muslim always tried to do that, but this world have come out and put a stigma on a Muslim that shouldn't be there. We pray to a man. All these lies for years they told on Muslims. We pray to a man, and they the one praying to a man, huh? We loved it, Master Farah Muhammad, but you in a lot of houses you never found a picture of Malcolm, Master Farah Muhammad. But in their house they had a picture in their room of a so-called man named Christ Jesus, the Son of God. That they had that false image in just about every room, even in some bathrooms, they had that false image of God. So we as a night hope to correct this. And we know we got to go in business, but you go in business and your people been trained to love a color, love people that hate them like a pimp. They've been trained to spend money with that person, knowing that person is saving that money to pass laws to get rid of them. Huh?
and they want to please that person by that person tell a lie, they tell a lie. Santa Claus coming. They got that lie from those people. And they tell that lie to please the liar. Because they know it's a lie. Once you tell them that's a lie, they keep telling, ain't no wrong with telling a little white lie. Call it a white lie. Ain't no wrong with telling a white lie. It make the life go smoother. They know how to fix it up. A little white lie. They don't tell black lies. And when they wrong, and they ain't much good, they white trash. I ain't never seen no white trash. But that's what they pick for them, and that's what it gets hard for them to leave that. It's hard for them to step down from that high place they've been put in. Like Satan said, you made me out of fire. I don't want to step down. They don't want to step down and be called themselves equal with you. But they messing up. They mess up. Judgment coming on them. And their book tells them why gain the whole world, but your soul is missing. You done lost your soul. That good soul is what's going to get you on the other side and pay your way through the other side, to the other side. But if your soul ain't a good, you can gain. A lot of nobody's not to make a living and make as much money they want to. But because they can't take that money with them. They can't take none of that profit they done bought with them. But what they do take, how they got that money, who they heard to get that money, all that goes in the grave with them. They take that with them. And Caucasians, they make you feel ghosts, but they don't feel no ghosts. They make you feel something unnatural, but they don't feel the unnatural. They don't think nothing unnatural gonna happen to them. That's why they get out there in the river and swim, and knowing there's some sharks out there, knowing there might be some alligators there on that water. They get out there and swim like they ain't got a care in the world until that shark hit one of them and pull the leg loose. Then they realize the reality. But sometimes it'd be too late to fix what they done did wrong. So all praise due to Allah. So if anybody else got anything, they got want to ask to Jah, he said some good stuff. You got anything you want to ask him about that? Anybody? Or anyone?
Yeah.
I don't see nobody want to ask you no questions. You did a good job, Ben Suja. If you don't mind, could you hold it down for a few minutes for me, please, sir? You got it. If you don't mind.
Alhamdulillah.
You got it.
Ain't no problem, brother. I think what it is that some people is shame. Are they too afraid? I think it's mostly shame just to know that they've been believing in this lie all this time. And how they treated Muslims. You got a whole lot of Christians treat Muslim very disrespectful, and you got Christians that is that practice their religion, and they treat you nice, they treat you with respect, other religions with respect, and you got some Christians believe that they have the only religion, that all other religion is false. That's how they think. That's how much Satan has messed their mind up. But you have some intelligent Christians know that there is a book called the Holy Quran, and there is a prophet named Prophet Muhammad. You've got a whole lot of Christians know that. You got legal people in the society. Knowledgeable people in the society, judges and and mayors and lawyers and things like that, you know that there's a religion called Islam. You know, and know that there's a prophet called Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. And they got respect. I had to tell a young lady. One day I was going to the gas station to give me some gas, you know, and I was passing out flyers, you know, and she was, I handed her one. She made a statement. It's somebody, if it ain't Christianity, then you know what? No, I said, here in America, you got more than just one religion, Christianity. Do you believe that's the only religion? No, I didn't mean that. I said, well, I don't know what you meant. You know. I'm just telling you that Christianity is not the only religion. I didn't want to tell her that the people that call themselves Christian is not even practicing Christianity. They're not. I mean, that's a hell of a thing to tell a person that you're not even practicing what you profess that you believe in. You know what I mean? You don't mean that you wasn't taught the truth about what you profess that you believe in. I hate to tell a person like that the truth. That I know more about your religion than you do. That I study your religion, your book, more than you study. But it's the truth, brothers and sisters. Then you got some of these preachers believe that they're super sharp and get on television and talk as though that they got the word directly from God, and what they're doing is practicing what God gave them and told them to do. And what they have is the truth from God. It's a shame. To stand up before the wall and lie to the world and tell them things that you know, that they know is not true. That's a shame. That's a shame. And go to your house of worship. Go to the church. At least I believe a person that I believe is ignorant, you know, a person is trying to convince me that what they got is the truth, you know. But for one that know the truth. And know that they're lying. You know, there's nothing you can do to help that person. Allah said that they're deaf, dumb, and blind. Deaf, dumb, and blind. And for them, even believing like that and thinking like that, God put a veil over their eyes. they're not truthful. And they want the Christian to stay blind, the one that can't see, they want them to stay just like they are. At the same time, their Bible, their book, their religion, you go into their house of worship each, and they're teaching different things. Each one of them got a different presentation to talk in reference to Jesus, in reference to God. You won't believe how many different faiths that they have under Christianity. I mean, it's just shocking. I don't know what to say. It's just shocking. You know, tomorrow, you're going to have them slobbering at the mouth and touching people and swearing to God that what they got is the truth. And you got some of them, and it's showing on television, that believe that if you got faith in Jesus Christ being your Lord and Savior, that he's God, then you should be able to stick your hand. You should be able to stick your hand into a snake den. And don't get bit. And don't get poisoned. And you had them brothers and sisters line up playing with them rattlesnakes. Playing with those vipers and getting bit by them, brothers and sisters. This is on television. They was getting bit by them. By these rattlesnakes and water mouses and vipers, poisonous snakes, sticking their hand down on television. And when they get bite, they just rub it off. And the TV man says, yeah, many of them is dying. Because they think that he got faith. They think that what they got is the truth. They believe. So if they die, that should tell you. That's not the truth of what they believe in. If they die. And the announcer said that they were dying. If I was in a religion like that and I believe that, and I see the pastor or whoever is teaching took his hand into a snake den and he died, what you think I'm going to do? I'm going to keep on believing that? What should I do? The man died. He was poisoned to death. It don't make no sense. It ain't got no reality to it. I'm looking at the man dead, and they had to carry him off. Stop the service. Carry him off. He's dead. Yeah, I said. So what the people should have did? What said? Well, look at. Let me put these fans down.
Let me put these
school books down. And I'm going home. Everybody should have left.
You know.
Everybody should have left because they saw the man die. I mean, if what they teaching was the truth, then when that man got bit, he shouldn't have died. You know. When you die, you can't tell nobody you died and seen God.
But they say there was a blessing.
You know, and you got some of them so ignorant until we try to justify that lie. We just that ignorant.
We're so ignorant.
That we try to figure out a way, try to help them, feel sorry for them. But you can't feel sorry for a person that go against God. that type of person needs to die, so that they can be an example to other people that believe in that type of lie. They need to die, you know. So I mean, Islam teach you the reality. So you don't get no more than what you strive for. You know. You know, I mean, if I was believing that I got faith, if I got faith in God, why should I test God? Now, do that make any sense? You believe in God, then you go test God. I was thinking you real. I'm going to put my hand in this rattlesnake then. Man, that don't make no sense. That ain't real. If I say there's a God, and I believe that there's a God, you know, I don't need to do that. I don't need to trust God.
Hey, Jesus said,
Sue Jones.
Yeah. I Deacon Jones died and Sister Mary died. I'm gone. I'm leaving.
I'm gone. I'm looking at people that I know that are strong in this unbelief. And they tested God and they died. And then Brother Sarto tested God and he died. What do I supposed to do? I mean, come on now. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. To put a set up and let your children watch stuff like that.
Yeah.
To go through something like that. And try to convince sober-minded people, try to convince innocent people to believe in this lie, and that they can put their hands on you, they can touch you and make you get up and walk. You in a wheelchair, paralyzed. All this type of stuff, and they know that the people is ignorant, and they go through these different practices, and you got some people that are acting right along with them, and he touch them, and he get up and walk, or she get up and walk. Yeah, come on now. We know better than that. Don't you know you have millions of people in that church? If that's really happened? If you had a man in that church can touch you and heal you like that, ain't nobody going to be in heaven.
Because the person that he touched, people's going to know him. Somebody's going to know him or know her. You know? And going to know that this person really have a problem. Even if it's from another city, even if that person live in another city, if they see that person on television, say, hey, man, I know so-and-so, so-and-so. And the preacher touch him and the healing, they go any kind of money they got, or any kind of car that they got, they gonna try to get to that church and let that person touch. That's just common sense. That's old falsehood. That's what the Quran said. That's old falsehood. We know that man didn't heal nobody. These are people that need something to believe in. But that's see, God ain't never said you can believe in a lie. So we got to wake up, brothers and sisters. And we're not talking just for you to give up Christianity or give up your religion. But like Jesus said, know ye the truth. And the truth will make you free. And that's what we here tonight, telling you the truth. That there ain't but one God. And God don't have a son. So we came to you in peace and leave in peace. Or I shall arm and ain't come.
Well, they got to laugh. Excellent. A long way, but thank you, Brother Sue Jobs. Yeah,
I'll praise
sense
you,
sir. I go praise and Deacon Jones and Mother Martha invite me to go, and they pass the snake around. I'm in there and hit one of them, and one of them died, hit the other, and they died. I'm gone. I'm getting up out.
That's common sense.
Yeah, common sense, Lord. You want to serve? No, thank you. I'm gone.
I ain't going to take no time. I'm going to be hurrying up.
They said, what's wrong with you, dog? Why are you in such a big hurry?
I see plenty of movies about that on the news. Oh, church up there in Georgia. The snake don't bite, wiped out just about everybody in that man's family. I guess like I said, he got killed because he didn't believe.
If you don't believe what we're saying, go on YouTube after we get to talking. Just cut it on YouTube and type in a preacher try to heal man from preacher tries to test his faith by sticking his hand into a snake den. Preacher stick his hand into poisonous snake den. And you will see it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe it, ask them, have any of them died? It said if you got faith, you know you won't die.
The 100 people die, they have faith. The 5 that left, they had faith.
And you're going to see people on the TV looking scared. Even that man, that's the hell of a snake. He's looking scared.
Make no
man.
Yeah, that's
a lot. That's a shame.
Yeah, they want to accuse of a worse than a man. I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all worship that man. What man? He wasn't no man. He was the one who crazy man.
That's right. Right. Like,
man,
they know the truth.
They know, I mean, no, not what the Quran said. They were truly know what's real and what's unreal. They were hurting find that out in the curse. But anyway, but that's the world we done in there. And so who can clean this world up better than the one Allah chose to be a Muslim? By us studying and learning better, I believe we can help this sick world. And we can't be afraid, can't be ashamed, and can't worry about the criticism going to come from the criticizer. We can't worry about that. We have to do the best we can. I know it worked, but my dad said that the only reason he went over there with us is being a Muslim, he helped pay for that church. Yeah. And I told him, my daddy, you're a good man, you didn't have no problem. We are not here to make you a Muslim. We hear you a good person. Allah said, if you go a believer, and I believe that you believe, you have done right. You have helped people. On instance, I know you'll give what you have. So God for your good works. So I don't think you have to worry about that. He said that's the only reason I'm not. Is your religion works? Mine don't. He said don't believe that. Mm-hmm. Don't. I said, I'm explaining why. But you had faith in doing right. That's what's gonna help you, Dad. And then when I heard about Islam, the first one I went to was my father and my mother. Then I went to my brothers and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then by I'm going to hear about me. Me growing up with them, they thought I was crazy anyway, so they didn't pay me no attention. But they pay me attention now. Anytime something come up, they want my opinion on whatever. How would I handle this? So they don't call themselves Muslim, but they don't eat a whole lot of hog, and they don't have no images in their house. They got rid of all the images. They don't celebrate that 25th like they used to. That with all that decoration.
Yeah.
So that's the
save
fun
some
right
money.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
They did. So that's all something you can do. You can tell them truth all day, and they seem to. And Allah said, he can show them angels coming out of the clouds. They still ain't gonna believe. Some people ain't gonna believe.
They won't believe.
I won't believe, So that's what the prophet did. Make the message clear as possible as we can and give it to them. And then Allah would do the rest.
Yes, sir.
Allah would leave it, that's the only thing you can do. Leave it, give them the truth, clear as possible, and leave it with them. And Allah would do what he's going to do. Allah's gonna do what he said he's gonna do.
And they called themselves laughing at the prophet. They were laughing. They was trying to ridicule the prophet and laughing at him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they were, like war was just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
They had an email meeting here today. They didn't invite me. I didn't know about it until the sister called my wife and told her about it. Your ma'am didn't call me and told me. And he called me the other day, but he mentioned nothing about her email me. So that's okay with me. I'm not upset. But I told him, until you get out and mingle with the people and see what they're doing and try to have interface with them, then stand in these four walls telling people the same thing over and over again about Prophet Muhammad. You are not even an example of Prophet Muhammad. You tell people about the Prophet, you speak all this Arabic, but when it comes out, mixing with the people, getting out, find out what they need and what, you're not telling nobody to, you're not supporting nobody. You're not saying, well, we're going to support all the brothers and sisters. You're not saying that. When you see me at a restaurant, he come calling me and telling me we're going to have breakfast at the masjid in the morning, and you don't have to eat at IHOP. And I told him, I said, that's your favorite place. I don't eat there no way. That's your place. I don't eat none of them people. I only eat at Muslim restaurant. I told him he needed to practice what he preached. He needed to practice what he preached. That's what I told him. So we gonna get over. One thing about the Islam minister, they ate at their restaurant. They didn't eat at the Caucasian restaurant. You didn't see them in Red Lobster nubs. They come to their restaurant and eat. Or what the brother home. They go to the brother place. Or the Muslim brother, the Christian brother, that they can go and eat. They wouldn't eat at these fancy these restaurants, McDonald's and all that. They eat at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. They were trying to get established. Man, I'm telling you, we got a new breed of people. They had the brother come here from Texas, and the email coming. The email from Texas, and they took us to some Arab meal to eat. And they had looked at stuff all day to cover that stuff up in the plate called $35 plate, and then you had to pay the park. And the minister told them from California, the one of the students of Carden, the brother in Texas, he told me, he said, I could have had him here at the masjid. I had to go out there to that place like that. He said, that was a waste of money. I didn't even feel, he said, I didn't enjoy the food. I didn't enjoy it either. And they invited me and my wife to go. They invited me, that's to, Mom, they want me to look like I'm part of the clique. So that's why they invited me, my wife. So,
yeah.
But when I had the meeting, I told them I would never go, they'd never be invite me to go to another place like that. And then,
Ahmed in that?
Yeah.
What about the treasurer?
Yes.
He was in it too.
Yeah.
Ain't that some? It's the same clique, brother.
Yeah.
The same people, And they're all supposed to be up there, no how.
Yeah.
It should have been rotated a long time ago.
You told them about it, like you mentioned that to them. And I mentioned that to them, and like talking to a wall,
like talking to a brick wall.
They didn't hear me then, so that's okay.
Yeah. They need to give somebody else a chance and try to help the community grow. You know.
Well, you know, what could you do? Hey, but hurry up. We got a gymnast to go to tomorrow. Last week we had three or four gymnasts.
Yeah, they dying fast. Allah have mercy on the belief.
Yeah. Hey, but hurry.
Here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Play if you want to.
Yeah.
This thing getting serious. Sister Dyer, her name was Dyer. They used to have the cohort. They had the cohort. At the co-op, and she passed, and they're going to have her gymnastics tomorrow. And I seen her a couple of weeks ago. They had the co-op. They used to, Dyer, you know, they had the co-op at
at a house on the home. He worked at a post office, and you go there, you pay $25 every 2 weeks, and you go there and pick your food up at the co-op, fresh vegetable every week. In the
yeah.
In the cave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She passed. And she had caught the COVID, then she got sick again. She got sick this time. It took her away from him. And she was an excellent person, beautiful person. Philosophy sick. Baptine, the one that bring the honey, he's sick. His wife sick. So, you know, there's just a lot of sickness going on.
Yeah.
A lot of sickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pre-plans you want to. Told us the first part of the cookbook should be on the prophet and how does it relate to our life, how we take that and apply that to our life. But the second half, you talk about the needs of the community. You want people to put money in the bowl and they need jobs, but you ain't talking about making no jobs. You ain't talking about spending money with each other. You ain't talking about coming up with nothing before we can help buy a house, a home, to put the senior citizens in. You ain't talking about that. You got land that's in there. And you know that it's sitting there. Me and you worked on the land. They come run us off for it. And we were trying to make money for the land. Ran us away. Got jealous and ran us away. You can't keep doing wrong and think and you don't get good out of it. You can't do it. You can't keep doing
it's
wrong.
It don't work like that.
A lot of time, clock is running. And when your number come up, you out of here.
You got to go.
You got time. Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah.
A lot it woke you up in all the mornings and gave you an opportunity to do right with your life. And you kept waking up, but you didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing no more of that. You didn't go out. You didn't try to write people to come to this faith. Get your life in order. You never write the young people to get their life in order. You never find a place for the young people to go where they feel safe to enjoy themselves. And you know for yourself, you got somebody Muslims so holy, they don't think the children should dance or roller skate or listen to music.
You don't watch television.
Yeah. And watch TV or nothing. They don't think they do none of that.
You don't go to the movie.
Yeah, go to a movie.
They say movie.
So you have these people believe. You can have that. Allah wants you to enjoy and have a balanced life. Enjoy your life. And then if you make a mistake, Allah says, ask for his forgiveness. And who can
ask Allah? He said Allah offer forgiveness.
This world, that's for you to make mistakes because they can come in at you in all directions. So you got
to. They give you a program to do that is almost impossible.
Yeah.
And they don't know. They wanted themselves to hell. They running themselves to hell.
I don't make no fuss. I keep doing what I'm gonna do, and I can't worry, with the other person. Allah is gonna judge me bad and alone. We'll be there bad and alone. And I can. Anybody who's trying to do right, I can make anybody who wants to do something right, who wants to help somebody, I can work with them. I move people. I move stuff. Nothing.
Yeah.
But I try to help somebody to do right. I don't want to help nobody who's trying to abuse me. I don't want to deal with no kind of people. Help somebody who's trying to help themselves.
That's right. That's the real. That's intelligent.
Yeah.
That's common sense.
Yeah.
That's common sense. You know, and if a person don't want you to apply your common sense, or just they want you to think. You got some people don't want you to think, especially when you're trying to do right. They don't want you to think.
Yeah,
you don't supposed to be thinking like that. You know. So I try to live my life and I pitch in wherever I can and help wherever I can. If I can't help, I can't do nothing. If I can't help, I can't help.
That's right.
You know.
That's the
reality.
Right.
You know, but I'm not gonna fake and act like I'm something I ain't, you know.
And
I ain't gonna do that, you know.
That was right. That me, I wouldn't have known if sister and called my face the food for her. She called my wife and told me, why y'all wanted to email me? And I fixed the food.
Wow, who said that?
Who asked you
y'all wouldn't have to email me?
Sister called him and why y'all wouldn't have to email me? And my wife said, what email me? He said, they had an email to have me and my husband, her and her husband's a chef. He's an African fellow. And she married to him.
Yeah.
He was him. And
he was there.
She called and asked, so why y'all weren't there? You know? And but they didn't tell me, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, didn't nobody tell me that they were having it.
And
all these little secret meetings.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to, I mean, why you don't want a person at a meeting? I don't understand that, man. Why they don't want a person at a meeting, man?
Well, just like they don't want a camera on you because that camera is on to show you what it sees and what you might be doing and not what you want somebody to see. So you don't want no camera on you.
I mean, if they was doing something good and they really is helping somebody, and then I'm pretty sure Allah wouldn't bother that. You might have no problem with it. But if you're doing something, you ain't helping nobody, and it can't be seen what you're doing. Then you ain't gonna get no blessing from that.
When we was in that world and we had something almost killing us, we'd call everybody up and say, we got to get good stuff over here. And we got to stay used to this. Yeah, we didn't mind calling people to let them know we had something bad. We call it good, but it was killing us. We'd call them up in the minute. So,
Absolutely, brother. So I mean, and then these times, man, we got to be striving hard to get together.
We should be working together like a solid wall.
Yeah,
and that's what the people looking for. That's what they.
This is getting serious.
Yeah, it's me.
It's showing you more and more where the enemy is coming together.
Yeah. And see, the enemy don't care. He don't care about what color you are. Many Caucasians are scared to stand up. They homes will get burned up, or they will get attacked. They attacked the Speaker of the House. A man beat her home almost to death.
Philosophy.
I can't think of.
Yeah, beat him.
Pelosi.
Yeah, they called that guy. Yeah, they got it.
Yeah, put him in jail. Well, he was standing wrapped up with the hammer.
Yeah, and he said
he did it right in front of the police.
Yeah, right. He said he's not guilty.
You kidding?
That's what he said, not guilty. Man, beat the hell out of him.
Who listens to this? And everybody, I can't understand it.
I do. We're living in this corrupt world. And all this stuff.
Yeah,
gotta come
it's
out.
So much deception. They think they can get away with anything.
This thing is winding on down, and like you said, the queen mother popped when they realized they're gonna have to pay us for what they did. Though they're gonna have to pay out.
What's up, bro? They know they
owe us
debt. Got plenty of money. Got plenty of money. That they working with.
Yeah, they. In 1945 or 47, one of them, they told everybody to turn the gold in. You know, that's one item they cannot tax. It's gold.
They can't tax gold, right?
They can tell you the land, but the government can tax it. And then when they sell the land, they tax it again. But they can't tax gold. Gold is the only thing that don't deteriorate. Everything
don't deteriorate.
They said at the bottom of the ocean, they went down there and found the gold. It looked like it never been touched. But everything else, the wood, the steel, and everything else on the ship, it deteriorated. But the gold still looked brand new. Yeah, so that one thing they cannot, they won't tax the gold.
Yeah.
So you had $10,000 of gold in 1950, 47, 30, that gold probably worth $1 million now. You had $10,000 of gold, probably worth $1 million or better. But it never go down.
Mm-hmm.
So these people got this thing designed for themselves. They keep the designed, but it's failing them. It was made on. It is not made on lie. He lie had illallah. It's gonna fail. Just a matter of time.
Yes, sir.
And they want to blame somebody for running the food practice. The food is. All that stuff up, the gas and stuff. They was waiting on that. They used that virus to get rich again off of us. It ran everything off. Now, if you got stuff that helped kill and get rid of the virus, and you take and stop making it or hold it back, what they're saying about you? And they know they had stuff to stop.
Yeah.
So they know what they know. Okay, they know what they do. It's all crazy.
It's almost that time.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to get that time when you close us out. Good job. I see Brother Amin on there. He won't send that. And anybody who would like to close out can close out. Raise your hand. Somebody raising their hand. Okay. Well, praise be to Allah. So we just keep working on tearing the image down. Invite people. I'm getting little cards made up where I put them in people's hands. With the Lifeline and the Block Talk radio station on it, on one side, and the other side have the card. Got the card. I'm getting made. Got the
Lifeline on it. So we got all the phone numbers and all the information on the card. So, and hopefully people start calling in.
Send me one up here.
I'm going to send you one.
Alhamdulillah.
I got that coming to you with those Qurans in it and something else in there.
My wife want to ask you a question.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah,
I just want to know, I know you said that you was going to, did you get a chance to send Shuja a picture of the calendar that you said that they were selling at the masjid?
I take a picture and send it to me, you gonna do it for last.
But all of the pages got birds on it. That's what you're saying.
It's different birds on there. Ain't no scientific nothing great about those birds. They just order.
No. I just had one. See, did they design it or did they just order that type of calendar? From that manufacturer.
I'm gonna send you a picture. You come to the conclusion. I don't care who designed it, had it. I don't care if their count cost $20, then your count worth $100. That's my
our count. Our. Those are God's. I ain't on nothing. Don't put all that on me.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, I'm gonna close up in prayer. Yeah. Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, and not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor of those who go astray. Amen.
Thank you, everybody, for showing up. May Allah bless us all. We winning. And let's keep winning.
Keep
fighting.
Yes, sir.
Allah.